You're now tuned in to the Jack Talk Podcast. In association with Bin Hot Records. With the coolest host, Rick. Let's chop it up.
Salute, Jack Talk Podcast. We back in the building. I am your host, Rick. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. Hit my website, bhrclothing.bigcartel.com. Tap in with me. We here. I'm in the cave. I'm at my desk. The mic is on. My computer's on. And we recording. You dig? Back-to-back episodes, I'm on it like that. I'm trying to step my podcast grind up, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to really get this shit jumping. But I wanted to talk about the replica Lil Durk and 6ix9ine. That whole situation to me was some clown shit. I don't respect it, you know what I'm saying? 6ix9ine is like desperately out here trying to get points, and he looks like a fucking bozo. That's my opinion. Y'all don't have to agree with me. You understand what I'm saying? You know, Perkyo, you know, he running around with looking like Lil Durk, man. I guess he just trying to get his 15 minutes of fame. You know what I'm saying? The replica Lil Durk. I guess, you know, he's a young and he trying to get his 15 minutes of fame. Me personally, I couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to look like the next man. I'm already Rick. I am who I am. That's what it is. You understand what I'm saying? Durk is Durk. I'm me, you know? Perkyo is Perkyo. It is what it is, man. You got a fake Durk running around. You got a fake Drake running around. They doing collab videos. This shit is nuts. I don't know what's on these little niggas' minds, man. For real. You know what I'm saying? For real. Just know, my son ain't gonna be none of that type of time, son. For real, yo. I don't know why you want to look like another nigga, man. That nigga's already here, man. Look like you, man. You a 101, man. Be original to yourself, man. You understand what I'm saying? Be original to yourself, man. Perkyo, if you're listening, yo, be you, man. You don't gotta be Durk. Look at what being Durk got you. Ran down on by 6ix9ine. Come on, man. Come on, Perkyo. Nah, but you know, so the replica Lil Durk, you know what I'm saying? He was just seeing, you know, he went viral for looking like Durk. You know what I'm saying? Then if I'm not mistaken, he got the, you know, Durk brought him out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know exactly when. I seen it a couple of days ago. You know what I'm saying? Probably showing them love. Like, yo, you know, it's funny. You know, you're a fan and shit like that. Let me chop it up with you. Bring you out. You know what I mean? Whatever. Cool. So yesterday I seen a video with, you know, Perkyo, the replica Lil Durk, and 6ix9ine. And you got 6ix9ine and his people. They kind of surrounded them. They put the King Von jacket on them. And, you know, replica Durk looked crazy. He looked timid. You know what I'm saying? He looked uncomfortable, and he looked like, you know, he looked like he didn't want to be there. I got that off rip. But when I first seen it, I was like, oh, they probably hit him with some bread. You know what I'm saying? Gave him a few thousand. Like, yo, nigga, come on, we gonna troll Durk and, you know, put this joint on because you was just with him. Here, take this bread. You know what I'm saying? But then the replica Durk said, yo, I ain't want to do that. They kind of forced me to do it. They ambushed him. I ain't know what was going on. You know what I'm saying? He did look like that. He did kind of look like that in the video. All right, cool. Then another video came out with, I guess, the dude who invited 6ix9ine to wherever they was at was like, nah, I told you. And there's a video of him telling him, like, yo, 6ix9ine is upstairs, whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? All right, man, whether he knew or not, it looked lame. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, even if he didn't want to do the video, they shouldn't have made him do the video. He's not fucking Durk. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what that shit is. I know, and I get that this shit is just for entertainment, man. 6ix9ine don't really want to run into none of these people, man. You understand what I'm saying? He don't want to run into none of these people. Because if he was on it like that, he'd just go to Lil Durk next show. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's not on it like that. He's doing this shit to keep his name out there, to keep some type of controversy going, to, because in his mind, he think that's a buzz. He thinks people really care. Nobody give a fuck about what you're doing, my nigga. It's entertainment. It's just clown shit. Niggas is just looking at the circus. It's a shit show. Nobody really gives a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But in his mind, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm talking, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I doubt Dirk is paying this nigga any attention. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they cross paths, that might be something different. But Dirk is not paying this nigga no mind. Anybody in their right mind wouldn't pay this nigga no mind. You know what I'm saying? And all the news outlets and the media outlets, they should pay him no mind. Because if somebody pop his top off or do something to him, which I kind of think like that's what he's looking for. You know what I'm saying? Then they'll be saying how wrong the person is. But it's like, yo, y'all hyping this shit up. Every little thing he do or say, they're posting it. All the blogs, all the media outlets or whatever the case, they're posting it. You're going to make somebody snap the fuck out and really do something. Then y'all going to fall back and play the stop the violence shit. You understand what I'm saying? As far as Replica Dirt, my man, if you didn't want to do that video, and again, I'm not telling you to be Superman, but yo, you should have took your phone. I'm like, yo, I'm not doing nothing. You should have went live. You know what I'm saying? You should have went live. Like, yo, these niggas is trying to make me record this joint. I ain't doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they would have assaulted you on camera, cool, man. Now you got a lawsuit on your hands because you're not a thug. You ain't in it like that. So now you got a lawsuit on your hand. You know what I'm saying? Now you got a lawsuit on your hand. And I don't understand how all the motherfucking... the law enforcement that 6ix9ine got around him, you know, they're helping him with this madness. You know what I'm saying? That goes to show you right there that niggas got to be smart with dealing with him. Because you go do something to him, you're getting locked the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I believe this man is a well, clearly he's heavily protected. You know what I'm saying? He going to show you the couple little so-called goons or whatever the case he got around him. But he's not going to show you the armed security that he got watching them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. You really think that 6ix9ine is just up and running around with no security and just having people know where he live at and shit like that? I guarantee you, all them people that he got around him, he don't trust not near one of them niggas. So you know he got them armed security niggas and the real motherfucking police and niggas that he got around him is there to watch them niggas. You know what I'm saying? It looked good on camera for the 10 seconds that he's showing you, yeah, I'm outside spinning the camera around, but he not going to show you the police. He not going to show you the police. You know what I'm saying? I don't see how he can get on the stand, you know, say all this shit, I'm an innocent kid and I'm not in no gang, this and that, to get out and look what he's doing. But they're allowing this shit. And that's the fucking problem. They're aiding this dumb shit. You know, it's dumb shit. It's clown shit. It's buffoonery. This shouldn't be in hip-hop, man. This shit don't got no place in hip-hop. This shit, ain't nothing about this shit hip-hop. It's not dope. It's corny. You know what I'm saying? These niggas is grown men acting like fucking weirdos. And that's what happens when you just let anybody in the culture. That's what happens when you let everybody in that don't give a damn about the actual culture. They don't care about this nothing. Oh, shit, I made a fucking song. I went viral. Okay, I'm lit now. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy to me, yo. You know what I'm saying? Because there's real people out here that's really trying to get in this game and get in this culture and bring something to it. You know what I mean? And salute to everybody that is. But, again, if the Replica Dirk would have pulled his fucking camera out and was like, yo, fuck that. Fuck y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit that he's doing is corny. He do not want to see nobody, man. I hope you niggas is not fooled by none of that shit. He do not want to see anybody. This guy has all this money. At any given time, if he was on it like that, the most gangster nigga in the world, like he's saying, he would have went and found somebody. He would have went and found somebody. And I ain't talking about that shit with Meek, because he would have went and it wouldn't have went like that, man. He did a whole bunch of yelling like, yo, I can understand how niggas would be like, yo, let me ignore this nigga. But I also could have seen how the annoyance of it could drive somebody crazy because he won't stop. And he'll just keep getting like even more disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? He won't stop. So I can see how the annoyance of that will make somebody feel like, yo, I'm a fool. You know what I'm saying? But,
oh, man.
I don't know, man. It ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't worth it. This dude got nothing to lose, man. You know what I'm saying? He got nothing to lose, man. And it's getting to a point to where it's like, I kind of feel like he wants somebody to do something to him for whatever reason, because I feel like he's not comfortable. You know what I'm saying? He cannot be comfortable. And I don't give a fuck how much money you got. The way he has to live for the rest of his life is highly uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? It's exhausting. It's uncomfortable. And I think he knows that. And I think that's a fucking heavy ass burden on his shoulder. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a heavy fucking burden on his shoulder to have to live the way he live. Can't go nowhere without 15 people and bodyguards surrounding you. First of all, that's going to get costly. You know what I'm saying? That's going to get costly. You're not going to be able to live the rest of your life like that. But I don't think that, you know, that's comfortable to him. Because who would be comfortable with that? Constantly looking. Don't let this man fool you. This man is fucking looking over his shoulders. Because he ain't like that. He's looking over his shoulders. I know this for a fact. You, whoever's listening to this right now, you probably agree with me. He's looking over his shoulders. That's uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking uncomfortable. He can't go nowhere without having a whole fucking people surrounding him, man. And I ain't talking about a video of him popping in somewhere. I'm talking about comfortably going somewhere. Not going somewhere at fucking 6:30 and at that fucking ass crack in the morning when the sun, you know what I'm saying, just got up and everybody's in the fucking bed. I ain't talking about that type of shit. I'm talking about comfortably going somewhere. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. That shit could be draining. You know what I'm saying? That shit could be draining. He don't want to do that. And I honestly think that he knows that. And he knows that that's going to be the rest of his life. It's like Jay-Z said, you'll always be in jail just minus the bars. You know what I'm saying? So that's uncomfortable. He can't pull up to the park comfortably, you know what I'm saying, and catch a basketball game in the summertime. He can't do that. He can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of think that he wants somebody to do something. But like I said, if he was on it like that, he would be actively, like, what's stopping him? He got so much hatred toward Dirk and all these other people, and he want to do this and pull up and this and that. My man, why you ain't at one of these niggas shows with your squad? Like, yo, Dirk, I'm here. I'm outside. Let's get to whatever we need to get to. Why you not doing that? Because you don't want to do that. You want to keep your name going. You know what I'm saying? Fame is like a drug. Fame is like a drug. These motherfuckers, yo, think about how at the top of the food chain or at the top he was when he was running around with Treyway and all that. Like when he first popped with the gummo shit and all that shit. You know, that's a high that he's chasing. He can never get that high no more, but that's a high that he was chasing. And they all fumbled that bag. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, man, when you get to a position to be able to be like, yo, I'm out the street. Yo, get out the street. You know what I'm saying? You cannot do both. You can't go legit and be in the street. It don't work like that. Millions and millions and millions of dollars was fumbled with this situation. And again, I think all parties involved realize that. You know what I'm saying? All parties involved realize that. I do think that, you know, I think the people who's assisting 6ix9ine with this shit, I think they should be held accountable. Because, again, he's not doing this alone. He's not able to move like this alone. The government is behind this man. And the mere fact that they're sitting back watching him provoke people, knowing what provoking people will do, can do, and what that can lead to, the fact that they allow him to sit there and provoke people all day fucking long and not be like, yo, go sit your fucking ass down in witness protection somewhere, or go sit your ass down and stop the dumb shit. The fact that they don't do that, that clearly shows you what they want to do or what their intentions are. So you can't fall for it. And I salute everybody who he's trolling and trying to bait into that situation. You know what I'm saying? That could be part of his job assignment. Yo, look, man, you're going to get out here and, you know, we're going to get some of these big names locked the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? That might be the fucking job assignment. You know what I mean? For real. Like, look, we want such and such, such and such, such and such. Because he's going at dudes for no fucking reason. Like, yo, if you all like that and you making good music and you, like, leave niggas alone. Go over there on Weirdo Island and do your thing and stay the fuck over there. You know what I'm saying? Stay over there. Instead, you come fucking with niggas. Because you want somebody to do something to you so you can get them locked up. You know what I'm saying? You could get them locked up. And that's the corny part. That you really running around here just doing whatever. You know? But like I said, man, Perkyo, man, you should have swung on that nigga. Straight up. You would have went super duper, super duper duper, super duper, super duper, super duper viral for doing that. As soon as he came up to you and made you feel uncomfortable, take off on his ass. You know what I'm saying? Get your phone out, hook off on his ass. You know what I'm saying? Or just get your phone out like, yo, I ain't putting that shit on. Back up, get away from me. You know what I'm saying? If they would have did something to you, I bet. Now I'm going to hit you in your pockets, dumb nigga. Hit his pockets. Because at the end of the day, you a civilian. And if he was on it like that, go find Lil Durk and do that. You know what I'm saying? All these concerts and shit that these niggas post, go find him and do that to him. Like, you running down on a kid who's probably fucking 19, 20 years old, you know what I'm saying? And you making him feel intimidated and uncomfortable because you want to troll a nigga that ain't even thinking about you. That's foul. That's fucking foul. And them niggas that you got around you co-signing this dumb shit, that shit corny. That shit corny. That's not man shit. That's not what men do. That's not the type of time men move on. That's corny, weak, clown shit. All y'all niggas, all you got to do is say, yo, Durk, yo, meet me here. Yo, Durk, I'm pulling up here. Meet me here. You know what I'm saying? Yo, such and such, I'm pulling up here. Meet me here if you want it like that. And I'm not even want to sit and condone violence. I'm too grown for that. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about violence or none of that shit. I just know as a man, you know, I'm going to hold my shit down and I'm going to hold my family shit down. That's how I move. Play defense. I'm not out here, you know what I'm saying, doing dumb shit like this nigga shit to make a motherfucker, you know, want to harm me in any way. I don't condone violence. You know what I'm saying? That's young nigga shit. Grown man shit is out here trying to get their paper up. You know what I mean? Trying to secure their family, trying to make sure they raising their family right. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they being a good father, a good spouse, husband. You know what I'm saying? That's what type of time I'm on. I'm not out here, yo, I'm tough. I'm this, I'm that, nigga. I ain't none of that shit. I ain't gangster. I ain't tough. I ain't motherfucking hardcore, nigga. I'm a grown man. And I will handle all situations as such. You dig? That's how I move. And that's how, you know, other people should move. But you got niggas that moving like 6ix9ine who's trying to make you feel like, because he's overconfiscating, trying to get back that feeling when he first came out. You know what I'm saying? He trying to get that shit. He chasing that high. That high gone, my man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never going to be that. Your songs is trash. These songs is trash. Ain't nobody fucking with you like that. You're not going to get that. You're not going to reach that same level ever again. You are a circus. Your friends can't even fucking be around you without fucking having face masks on. That shit is not a comfortable living, man. Don't be fooled, yo. This nigga is not comfortable in his own skin. He's not. He's not comfortable in his own skin. Don't be fooled. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all not fooled because, you know what I mean? Y'all smart. But it's some people out here who looks at that shit and be like, yo, nah, 6ix9ine with all the shit. No, he's not. He do not want to see any of these motherfuckers. He talks. He do not want to see these people. He talks. He talks. He has money for security. His friends can't even fucking be naked face around him. They can't even be fucking barefaced around this nigga. Because they ain't even comfortable standing around this nigga in case somebody sends something over there. So that goes to show you think that's comfortable? You think that's comfortable? But yet, he's leading the kids who's brains is still impressionable. Oh my God. There's a kid somewhere that thinks 6ix9ine is the most gangster person in the world by all the antics and shit that he's doing because they don't fucking know no better. A nigga in Bubblefuck Dakota who's just looking at 6ix9ine, they don't give a fuck if he ratted. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about none of that shit. They looking at him like, yo, my God, look, he went up against the whole gang. Look, he's just the most hardcore guy. And then they go out there trying to be like 6ix9ine and get their motherfucking head knocked off. But this is the shit. This is the type of niggas y'all niggas let in the industry. This is the type of shit y'all niggas let run around the industry. Come on, man. Come on, man. The fact that he's actually still able to do this shit and troll and run around like that shows you what type of time niggas is on, man. You know what I'm saying? It shows you what type of time that the people behind him is on, the government is on, and all that. Because ain't no way in hell you can sit there and play that little boy shit, play that victim shit, and then get out here and act like the big bad wolf. Come on, man. Why ain't the government trying to get him? You know how many niggas the government set up because they know that Lil Rah Rah beat them in court. So when Lil Rah Rah came out, they did some other shit to get rid of Rah Rah. You know what I'm saying? So if they look at it and say, oh, yo, 6ix9ine beat us in court, but you know what? We're going to get him on this. Why are they letting this man out here running the fool without doing anything? But yet, Lil Rah Rah from down the block, who you feel, you know what I mean? Those was his drugs, but y'all couldn't prove it. So y'all set him up with some other shit, or y'all get him on the rebound. Y'all make sure y'all do everything in your fucking power to catch Lil Rah Rah slipping. But you see 6ix9ine, he come in the courtroom. No, I'm not a gang member. I was being used and this, this, and that. And now he out here act like the big bad wolf. And ain't nobody doing nothing. Come on, man. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. That shit crazy, yo. Word. That shit crazy, man. But, you know, like I said, man, I just wanted to get my pod game up, man. I just wanted to come and rant a little bit about the situation because it's just craziness, man. It's crazy, yo. Like on some real type shit, man. Like I want my son to stay far away from you 6ix9ine type niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? For real. I want my son to stay as far away from you niggas as humanly possible. Like, for real, man. You know what I mean? You got sons and daughters and shit. Pay attention to their friends, man. Make sure they don't have these type of people around them. I do that with my kids, my daughters. And you know, my son, he's 6 years old. So he got little kitty friends, you know what I'm saying? But my daughter's in the middle school and I talk to them all the time about, yo, watch this. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared to lose a friend. You know what I'm saying? Cause you want a real friend that's gonna be a real friend, not somebody that's shaky, not somebody that's gonna blow smoke up your ass, or not somebody that's not gonna hold it down or hold you down or be genuine towards you. You know what I'm saying? If somebody doing some fake shit that you don't agree with, don't let that slide too many times. You know what I'm saying? Point blank, period. Like, I really talk to them and put them on game. Like, this shit wicked out here. You know what I'm saying? This shit wicked out here, yo. But like I said, man, I think 6ix9ine, I don't know, man. I don't know what he looking for, but he looking for something, man. You know what I'm saying? For real. But yeah, man, you know, that's the episode. You know, I just wanted to come down here. I just wanted to talk because, like I said, man, I'm trying to step my podding up. You know, like the podcast. You know, tell people about the podcast. Spread the word. Tell them I'll be on here talking my talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell them I'll be on here talking my talk, man. You know, I appreciate that. Ain't nothing like word of mouth, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the key to this podcast shit. Like, spread that word. You know what I'm saying? Because the more people listen, the better. You know, and I'm really trying to grow this thing. I'm working on visuals. I'm playing with the visual idea. You know what I'm saying? I've been like watching a lot of YouTube videos and shit, trying to see like how I want my shit to be set up and shit like that. I do got a podcast channel on YouTube. Just search Jack Talk Podcast. I got to get some traffic to the channel. You know what I'm saying? To get my shit rolling. But if you're listening to this shit, I did yesterday's episode. I did upload a video for it. Like I said, I'm playing with different video type ideas. So if you want to check that out, feel free. You know what I'm saying? Also, you know, like I said, just come on over there and check me out because I'm going to be bringing all type of podcast content over there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I might do some exclusive shit just for the YouTube channel that might not be on here on the audio. So if you subscribe to the YouTube, then certain things you may see over there that ain't over here, you know, but I'm really want to focus in on that because I'm trying to get 1,000 subscribers. So I know it's an uphill battle, but you know, it is what it is. So if you want to see the video for yesterday's episode, it's over there. Again, just search Jack Talk Podcast on YouTube, subscribe, you know what I'm saying? Tell your peoples about it. And If you want me to answer questions, man, I'm trying to get a Q&A segment for my podcast. I need questions, though, man. Hit me up, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. If you got any questions, you need advice about something, hit me up. You don't got to put your name. I just need some interaction. I just need some engagement so I can come on here, I can answer questions and give you advice. You understand? I'll drop a gem on you, man. But look at my son, yo. My son got, man. When I left today, I told my son and my daughter, because they down here, they was down here in the basement, right? And they got a fort. They got one of the covers down here on the basement on the couch. And they got all his like mad like remote control cars going around the couch holding up the fort. You know what I'm saying? And chairs and all type of shit, right? Yo, this joint been like this for like 3 weeks. I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind it. You do whatever you want to do. But this joint been like it for 3 weeks. When I left today to go to work, I said, yo, Marty, you and big man go downstairs and get that fort up. Y'all not using the fort no more. Get that fort up. I'm going to go and lay in my fucking, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go lay on the couch and watch fucking a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be the one to pick y'all fort up. The fort is still here. All my parents out there, y'all know what I'm talking about, man. You tell your kid, yo, listen, man. You make a mess, you pick it up. Yo, my parents out there, how many times y'all said that? And before I go, all my parents out there with multiple kids, yo, do y'all be calling y'all kids the other kid's name? Remember when we was young and your mom look at you and call you another person's name or your grandmother, something like that? I'm there. I got three. I'm there. I'll be looking right at my daughter and be talking about my whole other daughter, yo. Calling her my whole other daughter name. Then look at her and call her the other daughter. It's crazy. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. But yeah, man. They got to get this fort up, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to come in the cave, man. You already know I got the... I'm trying to come in the... I call this the Heart Cinemas. I'm trying to come in the Heart Cinemas and watch a classic, man. But I'm not going to pick their... Their fort up, you know what I'm saying? Because they do the same thing upstairs. Like, when I come in the living room, right? I'm like, yo, where the remote at? Oh, I don't know. They'll lose the remote, but nobody will find it. I'm the only one in this house that looks for the remotes. They will lose the remote and just don't find the remote or look for the remote. Then I'm like, yo, where the remote? I don't know. I said, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw this damn remote out the window. Ain't nobody going to have the remote. Craziness, man. But yeah, they got to come get this fort, man. You know what I'm saying? It's time to watch a classic in Heart Cinemas. You dig what I'm saying? But yo, man, I'm on here just ranting and talking shit, man. I appreciate y'all for listening. Again, hit the YouTube, search Jack Talk Podcast I was about to give you the email. Hit the YouTube, search Jack Talk Podcast, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my numbers up. Q&A. If you need any type of advice, you got a question, you need, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, man. JackTalkPodcast@gmail.com. You could DM me on Instagram @Rick_BHR. However you want to get it to me, I read it on the podcast. We can go from there. I don't care if you ask somebody for something. Like, I just want to get some Q&A going, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how many it is. You know what I mean? Just send them in, man. Send them in. But yeah, man, like I said, man, I'm here. You know what I mean? Appreciate y'all for listening. I just wanted to come in here and just talk about that situation because, like, yo, that shit just, it's annoying to see, man. You know what I'm saying? When you're a real authentic person, man, you know what I'm saying? Certain shit just annoy you to see. And that type of shit annoys the hell out of me. You know what I'm saying? It annoys the hell out of me, man. But, you know, I'm about to sign off, go upstairs and relax, get ready to chill, man. But again, follow me on Instagram @Rick_BHR. Hit my website, BHRclothing.bigcartel.com. Hit my email, JackTalkPodcast@gmail.com. I'm gone.